Hey, everybody. Welcome to Commercial Real Estate Bosses, where we interview badass investors who are crushing it in the commercial real estate space. I'm your host, Sierra Hoffman, and I'm excited for our guest today, Casey Purvis with One Vision Capital. Thanks for being on the show, Casey.
Oh, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. It's great to be here.
Perfect. Well, I always like to start off with learning more about your background, how you got into commercial real estate, and your story.
Yeah. It's probably one kind of similar to a lot of others. When you get going in real estate, then you have that aha moment that kind of explodes in your brain and changes everything. I think you actually did a podcast with my partner, Melissa Elizondo, mm-hmm. too. And, it kind of started out when she and I connected, to purchase some properties in Texas. And originally I was just looking for single family houses, and, she helped me to purchase two properties, and we just became friends. We started talking about, you know, what we had in common in our real estate background and our curiosity to develop into building bigger and better things. And, we decided to form a partnership, and we started, originally with some of the ideas on bigger pockets. Mm-hmm. You've probably heard of that, and utilizing their methods of burring houses and buying them and fixing them up and selling them. And we did a few of those, and we did pretty well. And, you know, it was kind of the point where I realized that when I started renting out these houses, and I realized that somebody was paying my mortgage, the house was growing in value, and I realized that I was making $300 to $400 a month every month over what that mortgage was. When I sat down and figured out the numbers, that what I was investing in my 401k didn't even come close to that. Mm-hmm. And so I really wanted to scale it, but I started talking with Melissa about scaling, and we realized that, you know, we'd have to have probably about 40 or 50 houses to be able to retire from our jobs. I was listening to Bigger Pockets, and I had heard this guy named Michael Blanc, and his podcast, and he was talking about syndications and multifamily, and mm-hmm. it blew me away. So I started really diving heavily into that and started learning about the multifamily side and realizing that we could invest in these apartment complexes and do basically the same principle as what we were doing with single family, but we could scale much, much faster and without all the headaches of having to manage 50 tenants, because typically there's a management company that handles the whole property. So instead of you trying to deal with 50 tenants or 40, 50 tenants and dealing with, you know, leaking roofs and you know, toilets backing up at 2 a.m. And that literally did happen. you know, you lift up, you pick up the phone, you call your management company, and they take care of it. And so that was like a big, you know, aha moment for Melissa and I, that we started realizing that not only could we make more money investing in these, but if we were actually to start getting into syndications ourselves. So we did. We jumped into a mentorship program and mm-hmm. Went through that, which, you know, I highly recommend for anybody that's seriously thinking about this. Mm-hmm. And we started our company about 3 years ago, and it took us a while to get our first deal. You know, this is not a get rich quick scheme. This is something you work really hard at and develop. And if you learn the trade and really work with a lot of people that are decent people and can help teach you. And so we did. It took us about a year before we got our first deal. Mm-hmm. And in about 3 years, we've got it. We are co-owners, GPs on about 730 doors now.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. It takes a while to get that first deal, but once you get that first deal going, the momentum kind of starts, right? And then it gets easier and easier.
It does. Yeah. It is the law of the first deal, as they teach in all of those programs, that it is true that once you get that first deal, the rest of the deals do fall into place a little bit easier because now you've learned the processes and you've developed the relationships, you know? So
yeah,
that is the key, is developing the relationships. Definitely.
Exactly. And so you mentioned, you know, real estate was giving you a lot better returns than what you're getting your 401k. So can you talk more about that? You know, the stock market versus multifamily, you know, why is multifamily better than investing in the stock market right now?
Absolutely. You know, I did a lot of research on the stock market. And not to mention that, in the last couple of years, I've been hearing everybody talk about their 401ks going downhill and how unstable the stock market has been. You know, the stock market used to jump, maybe 20, 30 points in a day, and that was huge. Now, the stock market can jump 500 to 1,000 points in a day, and it can also fall 1,000 points in a day. And in the last decade, it's just become extremely volatile, very, very volatile. And there, you know, there, unless there are people that do nothing but study the stock market, really clearly understand it, and they know the companies to buy into and they know the risks and how to mitigate those risks, the stock market itself is a very volatile place. And I realized also that in doing my research that the average stock market return over the last 50 years has only averaged 8%. And that was surprising because, I mean, you know, you hear about these giant gains in the last couple of years when it was booming of, you know, 15, 20, 25% gains. But in reality, over the last 20 years, it's only been about 10%. And over the last 50 years, it's only been 8%. And the incredible thing about investing in multifamily, before I actually got into doing syndications with my partners, I started investing myself into syndications. And on my first investment, and this is not something that happens often, but sometimes it does. My first investment, it was supposed to be a 5-year hold on my money. And it was projected that I was going to double my money in 5 years. And the actual returns were, they ended up testing the market after 2.5 years and they sold the property. And I actually tripled my money in 2.5 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So that's awesome. That's not that common. But what is common is doubling your money in 5 years. Now that averages out to about a 20-22% annualized return. Now, if you compare 8% on for the stock market over the last 50 years to 22%, there's no comparison.
Yeah,
it was very clear for me to see and for our investors when I point that out. And most people know that real estate is one of the most solid investments there is, you know.
Absolutely.
I think I heard it told at one point that like 70% of the world's wealth is in real estate. And
yeah,
I don't know exactly what that percentage is, but I would believe that because it's brick and mortar. It's you know, it's not volatile. It doesn't go up and down. You know, it may go up a little bit and then decline a little bit and then up a little bit and decline, but it tends to steadily move upwards, you know? So
yeah,
I just find it a lot.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Not as volatile for sure as the stock market. It's a hard asset. It's people always need a place to live. So, and just, you know, just the way that multifamily is and the way that inflation is, it's like, you know, as inflation rises, well, you got to kind of account for that with rent and everything else. So it's a very good hedge for inflation as well going into multifamily.
Yeah.
Which is big, especially today when inflation is higher than it's been in who knows how long, right?
True.
And we're all kind of feeling it right now. So
yeah, and we actually did a study. Melissa did a study that it actually outperforms. Like if you were to buy a house and watch it as it appreciates over 5 years, by the time you sell it and pay all your fees, everything that you've gone through with that tenant in 5 years, all the nightmares and everything that's gone along with that, and you sell it, you pay all the fees and all the, you know, all the percentages to the real estate agents, you will actually make more money investing in an apartment complex with the same amount with zero headaches, zero, than you will in buying a single family house and renting it out. And we did study and figured out the numbers, mm-hmm. and it actually does pay higher.
That's great. Yeah. Multifamily, you know, when I discovered it, I knew I wanted to get into commercial real estate. I didn't know I wanted to get into multifamily until, you know, I met Tyler Devereaux and went to his class, and I'm like, oh wait, multifamily makes a lot more sense than, you know, anything else right now. So
All right. By the way, you gotta excuse my music instruments in the background. I'm actually known as Casey the Rock and Roll Real Estate
Investor. So that's awesome.
Musician.
Awesome. So yeah. So how has that your background? I know you're kind of in entertainment industry, you've gotten kind of that role. Has your past experience helped you, you know, become a better multifamily investor today?
Yes, in a lot of ways, because I've owned prior businesses. Mm-hmm. You know, I did music for television for quite some time, and licensed a lot of music for TV commercials, films, TV shows and things. And, I just found that it was a much more, it definitely helped me to develop into this, because I mean, a business background, is essential, you know, for any type of business. You know, there's a lot of people that go into trades and understand they know how to do their job, but running a business is a completely different thing. So you've got to have a business background, and you've got to have a team of people mm-hmm. that are good at their specific trade, but good in business in general. So yeah, it definitely has helped for sure.
Perfect. Now I want to talk more about the 401k and how can people, you know, who maybe have W-2 jobs, who have been putting money into that for a while now, and maybe it's in the stock market right now and that might not be the best vehicle right now. How can they leverage their 401k to start to invest in multifamily?
Yeah, that's something that I found out about even before I got into this. I realized most people have no idea that they can invest in properties, not necessarily with the current 401k that they have, but there is a process to that. If you worked at a job and you left that job and you had a 401k from that company, you can now access that money. Now, if you try to take that money out, you're going to get hit with a 10% penalty and a big tax hit. Mm-hmm. So what you can do is you can create what's called a self-directed 401k if you're a small business owner, or you can create a self-directed IRA. And we provide that information to our clients on how to do that. We give them the phone number, and the company will create that IRA for them. Once they do that, then they can transfer whatever portion of their funds from their pre-existing 401k or IRA into that self-directed 401k or IRA. And with that, they can invest in property, businesses, business development, other than their own. They're not allowed to invest in their own businesses, but they can invest in a business startup. And so we help teach people how to do that, because again, most people are seeing their 401ks. Most people I know have lost $50,000 to $100,000 in their 401ks in the last year. Mine didn't. Mine, I locked in at you know, when I saw it start to go down, and I did just that. I took a bunch of money out of it, I transferred it into a self-directed 401k, and mm-hmm. I invested in our deals and other people's deals, and it's it's doing way better. So I highly encourage people to do that, and we can share that information with people. And one of the best things about having that self-directed IRA or 401k is, one of the things that everybody's worried about when they sell, when they sell a property, or if we are to sell a property and pay them their dividends from that, is, of course, capital gains. Mm-hmm. And that's a big hit to a lot of people. So the nice part about if you have that 401k or IRA in existence, you can put the money right back into the IRA or 401k. And then it becomes tax deferred, just like a normal 401k or IRA. And then you don't have to pay any taxes on it until you're at retirement age. And then assuming that you are in a lower tax bracket because you no longer have your daytime job, then your capital gains are significantly lower. So there's exactly. A lot of benefits to doing that.
Yeah, I think that's probably the most common way for most people to invest. Is that right? They usually, because a lot of people just don't have 50 to 100K in cash in the bank. So usually that's going to come from some kind of 401k or IRA.
Yeah.
Is that what you're finding?
Yeah. And most people don't realize, you know, when we talk to them, they say, man, I only have, $5,000 or $10,000 in my savings. I just don't have enough. And when we start talking to them about this, they get really excited because their 401k is going down the tubes right now. So it is definitely one of the best sources of being able to invest. Yeah, for sure.
Perfect. So tax benefits, you mentioned being able to defer the capital gains until your retirement age. Are there any other tax benefits to note?
Yeah, there are some huge tax benefits. One of the greatest things about multifamily is, when you invest, even if you were to know and really understand the stock market and you invested in a good stock, and all of a sudden you wanted to capitalize on those gains and you decided to pull out, take your gains. The problem is you have to pay the full amount of tax on that capital gains. There are no ifs, ands, or buts. The thing is that's really nice about multifamily is that anything in real estate is depreciative. So most people know about depreciation. Anybody that's owned a home and understands depreciation, they understand that, the depreciation is spread over whatever the length of the loan is. So if it's 30 years, then it depreciates over that 30 years and you can divide that by 30 and that's how much you deduct off your taxes every year. Well, the nice thing about multifamily is not only do you get the depreciation of the asset just like you would a single family value asset, but we utilize, and I'm sure you know about this, cost segregation. And cost, for most people that have not heard what cost segregation is, depreciation covers depreciation of the property and the building itself, of the land. It doesn't cover anything that's not part of the structure. So anything that's not part of the structure, the flooring, the appliances, the windows, the roofing, all of that is depreciative, but it has to be done under what's called a cost segregation analysis. So there's companies that we bring in, that we hire, that do mm-hmm. a cost segregation analysis. And with that, you can apply all the depreciation for anything that's not part of the actual structure itself and depreciate it in the first year. So you can take 100% of that. Now, some of those tax things potentially are changing depending upon what happens in the next couple of years as things mm-hmm. change politically. But right now, as it stands, that still is in existence. And so the nice part is the dividends that are paid out. So when we pay our investors, they're paid over typically, if we do, say, a five-year hold, they get payouts every quarter of dividends for the profit that's made on the property. Now, the majority of that comes at the end, at the 5 years when we sell the property. But during that time, they do get a percentage and they do get profits that's paid out. And the nice part is because of the depreciation, because of the cost segregation and all of those, pretty much 99 to 100% of everything that they will receive during those 5 years will be tax free, literally. And there's no other asset that I know of that you can collect on money tax free. And then at the end, to avoid capital gains as well, you can also reinvest in another property. So if you can, it's called a 1031 exchange. And if you do a 1031 exchange, then you're basically pushing off those taxes. And you can do that continuously, reinvest and reinvest, and your money just goes up and up and up and skyrockets. You know, at some point, eventually you do have to pay the taxes at the very end. But again, it's going to be lower because you're in a lower tax bracket when you finally do retire.
Exactly. Yeah, there's just so many benefits to multifamily. It makes total sense from every aspect that you look at it. Yeah. You know, I wish I found it sooner, but sooner is better than later, right? So,
better late than never, you know. And a lot of people, you know, there were not a lot of people that really knew about this, and they're just starting to understand. And now it's really starting to boom. There's a lot of people that are looking for safe investments, again, because, you know, with the interest rates rising, I think it's getting harder and harder for people to get by. You know, your dollar goes, it doesn't go as far. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not, you know, things have risen. Inflation has risen, you know, 7 to 9%, and people's wages have only risen 2%. Right. So
yeah,
they're falling behind. And with, you know, their 401ks going down the tubes with the stock market, this is a way for them to make up that money that they're losing. So it is becoming popular with a lot of investors, and the word definitely is spreading.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's one of the few ways to get ahead.
Absolutely. And, you know, 90% of millionaires are millionaires through real estate.
Yep.
So
that's a fact.
It's definitely probably the best way that I know of to become wealthy.
I totally agree. That's why we do it. I mean, that's not the only reason. I mean, ultimately,
right.
I got into this for two reasons. You know, my wife worked so hard, and you know, my dream is I want her to not have to work so hard ultimately. And, you know, I want to spread what I've learned to other people to help them, you know, hopefully it'll benefit them as much as it's benefited my family, because this has been life-changing for us.
Oh yeah.
Life-changing.
Yeah, it is life-changing. And it's also interesting how quickly it can change too. You know, it's hard, maybe the first 6 to 12 months when you're not having a deal, it can seem like a long time, but it's not a long time compared to what working a job for 20 years and not really have anything to show for it, you know, at the end of the day. So now, as far as your role at One Vision Capital, what is it that you focus on and kind of your area of strength?
So my area of strength is acquisitions, and capital raiser. I do both. You know, I'm the primary acquisitions person for our company, and, I've seen a lot of things change here in the last year. You know, last year it was definitely a seller's market. You know, interest rates were low and properties were, you know, in a balloon, just like single family was just skyrocketing. Things were just selling at enormous prices. But the nice part about doing acquisitions now is I'm seeing a turn in the market, and it's becoming much more of a buyer's market instead of a seller's market. So
yeah. So that's good. It's a good time for us to get in. A lot of people, they get scared when things like this happen and they kind of, you know, take a pause or just kind of wait on the sidelines. But I feel like you got to kind of go against what the crowd is doing.
Yep.
When you're investing, I think. And, you know, when the market is shifting like this, this is when usually there's a transfer of wealth happening, right? That's when you really need to double down and kind of focus a little bit more. And,
right.
You know, we're going to see a lot more deals coming up, you know, as interest rates are going up, people have those bridge loans, right? And their mm-hmm. rates are about to adjust. And yep. So we're going to have people that are going to have to sell, they're not going to have a choice.
Exactly.
So what do you think that 2023 is going to bring us with the way the current market environment is?
Just to elaborate more on what you just said, like you said, there, you know, a lot of people don't quite understand what a bridge loan is, but a bridge loan is a type of loan that generally has an interest only term for about three years. And then at that point, they refinance into either a solid rate or a new rate. And the problem is that the rates that have gone up so much for those that did get into those bridge loans, some of this is almost similar to the option arm situation that came about in 2008, where a lot of houses ended up in foreclosure. And the apartments won't go into foreclosure, but what will happen is these people will be forced to sell those apartment mm-hmm. complexes. And it's unfortunate for a lot of those that did get in on those specific loans. But just like in 2008, for those that were prepared and weren't fearful, mm-hmm. It was an opportune time, right? For a lot of people that invested and were able to purchase real estate and get great mm-hmm. deals. And exactly. That's kind of what I see in 2023, is that, like you said, a lot of those bridge loans are going to come due, and they're not going to be able to refi into a lower rate. And so they will sell, and they'll make their profits. They'll still do very well, and the investors will still do very well. But it will be an opportune time for people like us that are ready mm-hmm. to jump and to purchase a lot of those properties. And it will be a phenomenal time for investors to invest in, you know, for those that invest now with us, mm-hmm. It's going to be ripe pickings, because I think there's going to be a lot of great properties out there to buy and some great investments.
Yeah, I feel like me personally, I just started this journey this year, and I feel like it's a really good time to get into it. I think the timing is right. And so I'm pretty excited to see what 2023 is going to bring.
Yeah.
So any final words, any final things that you'd like to share before we wrap things up?
Yeah, just that, you know, I think a lot of people out there are scared right now because they keep hearing the word recession. And the nice part about multifamily, and there may be a recession, I don't know, you know, only time will tell. But multifamily is probably the most recession-proof asset out there. Because like you said, everybody needs a place to live. So even when people when people lost their houses in 2008 to foreclosures, what did they do? They moved into apartment buildings, right?
Right, yeah.
So apartments will always be a capacity. There will always be a big demand. Young people, they can't afford to buy houses now because they don't have mm-hmm. the $100,000 down payment, $80,000 down payment. They're going to move into apartments. So mm-hmm. the demand for apartments will always be strong. And so it is one of the most recession-proof assets. So, you know, for those that are fearful moving into the future about where to invest their money, I can't recommend a better asset than multifamily. Seriously.
Exactly. Yeah. Multifamily tends to do better actually in recessions than, you know, single family and all of that, because people obviously just can't afford single family with how high the rates are right now. People
exactly.
are having to move into apartments.
Yep. Agreed.
So where can people find you if they want to get in touch?
They can reach out to me at my email. My email is Casey, Casey, at One Vision. That's just the number one, not spelled out. Vision like your eyesight, capital.com. They can check out our website at onevisioncapital.com and learn about us. And, love to hear from them. If they'd like to reach out, love to chat.
Perfect. And I'll make sure to include that in the links below in the show notes so that people can get in touch with you if they want to chat or, you know, invest in any potential deals that you've got coming down the pipeline.
Awesome.
But thank you very much for joining us today, Casey. And we hope to have you on the show again soon.
Thanks for having me, Sierra. It's been a pleasure. Have a wonderful evening.
Today's show was sponsored by Synergy Capital Investments. To download your free multifamily investment guide for beginners or to schedule a call to learn about our upcoming investment projects, go to thrivewithsynergy.com. That's thrivewithsynergy.com, or click on the link below.